Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. Last time I checked, I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2025. Happy Wednesday to you. And it has finally happened. The day I've been waiting for is coming up on Thursday, which is National Nothing Day. Thought up by a San Francisco journalist, it's to, quote, provide Americans with one national holiday when they can just sit around without celebrating, observing, or honoring anything, unquote. It's a good partner to that National Popcorn Day. It's coming up on Sunday. A snack associated with sitting around and watching. Maybe a movie, maybe a sporting event. Either way, however you celebrate, celebrate responsibly. And although I'm going to miss a great opportunity to make a government joke about National Nothing Day, there's too much to cover and too little time, so let's jump into some news together. And let's start with taxes. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released their annual look at tax burden in Wisconsin, and I gotta tell you, I didn't believe my eyes. The title of their press release is Wisconsin's state and local tax burden hit another record low in 2024. After I read that, my first thought was the conversation I had yesterday about one lawmaker in his hometown after a school referendum passed the local school line on every property taxpayer's bill went up. I forget, it was either 67 or 68%. Yeah, good luck telling those folks their tax burdens hit another record low. Let me know how that conversation goes. What they really measured was how state and local taxes didn't go up as much as average income. Average income in Wisconsin went up 5.2%, while state and local tax revenues on average grew by 1.9%. The average amount of taxes paid out of people's overall income went from 9.9% in Wisconsin to 9.6%. I do think this helps us know that things aren't out of balance overall, but it's the rest of the details that worry me. What I'm going to give is some highlights and keep the numbers to a minimum because I don't want them to get jumbled together and confusing. Combined local tax revenues grew by 2.7%. The revenue from gross local property taxes, overall, the single largest tax in Wisconsin, property taxes, grew by 4.6% in 2024, the most since 2008. There's plenty to be worried about here. An increase in state property tax credits helped hold down the increase. 2.6% of the property tax increase was actually paid for by home and business owners, and the state covered the other 2%. Well, I recently talked with a high-ranking senator in Wisconsin that said that the budget writers are sick of buying down property tax increases. Translation, taxpayers are going to be on the hook to cover that previous 2% and won't get as much help with the next increase. Number two, the record-setting number of new referenda are taking effect this year, so there's likely to be another decent jump in property taxes. On top of that, state income taxes jumped 3.2%, and although the federal tax numbers haven't come out, they're expected to be up 5.2%. That's a lot of percentages stacked on top of each other. And lastly, Milwaukee's sales tax increases to bail out their mess of a fiscal situation haven't shown up in the numbers yet either. So you can stack that one on top like a maraschino cherry. The headline can tell me that the taxes are at an all-time low, but the eyeball test and what I see tell me a different story. The summary concludes with some positive perspective that makes me feel proud of what WPT does to impact governance, but a warning for the future. Here we go. Overall, the state and local tax burden in Wisconsin has fallen to a record low. Since 2000, no other state has seen a comparable decline in state and local taxes as a share of income. This has come even as growth in personal incomes in Wisconsin has lagged the national average. Side note, national average is 5.9%, Wisconsin is 5.2%. And also, that brings us to the last sentence in the summary, which really, really filled me with dread. Going forward, the report finds a combination of economic expansion and more efficient government will likely be needed to maintain good quality public services while keeping the state and local taxes affordable. Relying on economic expansion as a fiscal policy when our economy has already been at a good hum and the amount of effort it'll take to drag a kicking and screaming government in the general direction of being more efficient definitely makes me concerned. Makes me feel like it will get more painful before it gets better. Probably. But remember, there are plenty of states that are in worse shape than us. And the future isn't predetermined. It's just going to take some work. In other news, it looks like Governor Evers copied a page from the Donald Trump playbook. No, seriously, I am not kidding. Just like President-elect Donald J. Trump announced the creation of a new Department of Government Efficiency, Governor Anthony S. Evers has announced the creation of a new Office of Violence Prevention. And from the governor's press release, quote, he is directing $10 million for the office to begin its work and administer grants supporting violence and gun violence prevention efforts statewide, unquote. Hey, don't blame me. I am just reading the exact words in his press release. Joking aside, I'm sure what it really means is that he will administer grants supporting violence prevention and gun violence prevention efforts. That was pretty sweet. On the same topic, I looked at the executive order that he issued, and it was full of overly formal verbiage like they always are. Every new sentence starts with the exact same word. Whereas violence in all forms is preventable, blah, blah, blah. Whereas the impacts of violence, including gun violence, are cascading and can reverberate, blah, blah, blah. You get the picture. Stuffy. So if we jump down under the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention shall do the following. The first bullet point says, quote, connect the dots between state and local government agencies, including law enforcement agencies, to ensure a whole of government approach to violence prevention, unquote. And there you have it, the inherent problem of government. Am I right? Wait, did you miss it? I'll say it again. Connect the dots. At least that's what jumped out to me. The first line and the first words of the first directive of this office are a vague euphemism. What does it even mean? Introduce people to one another, facilitate communication between agencies, create a communication network. I'm pretty sure all those things already exist. I'm really sorry, but when you're setting objectives or expectations and goals, the more specific they are, the better they are. It's the reason most mission statements aren't taken seriously, because they're filled with value jargon. And how is this? How do we get the ball rolling? I'm disappointed, but hey, to be fair, what does the other side of the aisle do? The only press release on this from a Republican lawmaker was titled, Rep slams Governor Evers for creating new wasteful Office of Violence Prevention rather than supporting cops. And once again, there you have it. Pet peeve number one, or maybe 1A in Wisconsin governance. Being for one thing doesn't automatically mean you're against the other thing. It's tiring. And luckily for us, this budget is going to be a dragged out partisan grind. So buckle in. It's like we'll all be at the Golden Corral for the all-you-can-eat buffet of unoriginal partisanship. And finally, in honor of Founding Father Benjamin Franklin's birthday, On this Friday, January the 17th, I leave you with some of his timeless wisdom that is a good rule of thumb for life. When you're good to others, you're best to yourself. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every below zero corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at WPTOnline.org/join.